I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Happy Podcast Monday.
We're just looking at footage of the stricken cruise ship.
The Vikings.
Off the coast of Norway.
Viking Sky, I think it's called.
Oh, good grief. I mean, it just looks like hell on earth, on water.
Yeah, Viking Sky, it's called. Oh, the footage of it in the ocean is just mental. Like, it's just falling from side to side. And it is terrifying.
I can't see anything, Scott.
Hold on, I'm going to bring it round to you. Hold on. Wait, everyone.
I just think a cruise would be my personal idea of a hellish holiday. Oh, God.
So
look at that thing
it?
Going from side to side. It's like, imagine,
it have a hole
imagine
in it?
If a ship was doing the Macarena. That is what it's doing.
It's not even moving. I can't even
it is.
See
it's going
it.
Like this from side to side.
So what happened? Does it have
just,
a hole in
got,
it?
No, it's got no power. It just, it's got no... It can't move. Oh. So it cannot protect itself or anything. It's just there.
Oh, it's just
yeah,
bouncing.
So they had to evacuate 1,300 people off it, which is terrifying.
And there's footage inside of just all these oldies falling over and things yeah. falling on top of them. And
so I've done two cruises back before I learnt about New York. and we're going to play the best of the show. And then we're going to come back.
And you're going to tell us about your two cruises.
Aaron, have you done a cruise? Aaron's done a cruise.
So I've we're going to come back. Cruised.
Me either.
No, I don't think Lee's would like it. Sarah, though, would love it. And we're going to talk about that in a second.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
What do you want?
$4.50.
But jousting stick.
Just let me buy you stuff on Gumtree and have some fun, please.
Selling me. Dreaming.
Been so long between drinks of Lise's husband Dane's Gumtree finds. Now, here's the thing in their relationship between you and me, people, is that Lise is an absolute handbrake. So her husband just wants to enjoy the one life he has and buy really interesting purchases on Gumtree. I mean, he's gone from wanting a camel to wanting a Balinese hut to put on their property to
a pizza oven, a cross compound bow.
Yes, and
a
every time Lise
a beehive,
put
Sarah.
The brake on and said, not under my watch.
Because I don't understand why anyone would waste their hard-earned money. Also, whatever's his is mine, so it's also my hard-earned money, on something absolutely useless. So, yes, I am a handbrake, and I'm upset that we're back in this place of discussing one of his ridiculous lust items that he
wants.
Well,
I think he got a little bit nervous that perhaps you were broadcasting what his hopes and dreams were to the nation. So he sort of laid low for a number of months. But now what has he come through with?
So
what does he need my help with to get across the line?
This past weekend, Dane went down to our dam. We have a dam on our property. And he cleared it out beautifully. He whippersnipped around the edges. It looks as good as a dam's going to look, right?
Mm. Damn
it looks
good.
It looks not neat, pristine, tidy around the edges.
Mm.
Then he came up to the house and he said, I've had an idea. And I thought, here we bloody go again. He said, what if I buy a water pump, like he's after a Honda water pump. And he said, if we put the water pump, if we submerge it to the bottom of the dam in the middle, he said, Lise, it could be a water feature, a fountain, a dam fountain. And I said, Dane, I've been to the Bellagio and our dam doesn't look anything like it. And why anyone would want to turn a dam into a bloody water fountain is beyond me. Do you know how much this water pump is? He's shown me the listing. It's on Gumtree. Water pump, transfer, Honda, GX160. $990, Sarah.
I don't think that's too much to pay for the memories that would be made in your family sitting on your deck, looking down over the dam as maybe, you know, Nessun Dorma played a choreographed water spouting feature
as the sun about this sets. Idea.
I think it's nice. Do you know what is creative. In our
dam? Do you know what is in our dam? Reeds and eels. Do you want a flying eel? Because I don't. Well, that's all that's going to come
I've
out of that bloody fountain.
I've seen The Little Mermaid and that ended up quite nice. So I think you are just being a wet rag as per usual. And I think a water feature would be nice. So I would like to open the phones on this and maybe help Dane out with the people of Australia. 13 10 60. Has a water feature enriched your life?
Should I let Dane get his stupid water pump
yes,
to create
and,
a dam
you know, like,
water
let's just
feature.
Take it down a notch because not everybody has a dam on their property.
Consider yourselves lucky. They stink.
They might have a bird bath that they put in or some kind of pond in their garden that maybe the bird life flocks around trying to eat the fish. I don't know.
I'd even say if you've got a backyard pool with a waterfall.
Water feature.
You know when people have a little
yes.
waterfall?
I was always so jealous of the families that had waterfall pools.
13, 10, 60, has a water feature enriched your life?
Mm.
Try and convince me. I feel I already know my answer here, which is in general my position when my husband comes to me with the question is no. I think it's insane.
I think it's nice.
Who has ever heard of anything so absurd?
I mean, just go to Las Vegas, the Bellagio. It's a tourist attraction. Don't you want the people flocking to your dam?
No, I do not. And our dam is murky and stinky. I don't want water projectiled into the air.
We're asking on 13 10 60, has a water feature of any kind, bird pond, whatever you need, enriched your life? Jess, what say
Hi.
You to this?
I say he should definitely get it.
Oh, Jess, why?
Why? Number one, it looked really nice.
Thank you,
He's
Jess.
Being creative.
That's what I think.
Exactly. And you know what? You're actually really lucky that he actually asked your permission because really he can get whatever he wants with the hard-earned money that he earns.
Jess.
And it's only benefiting all of you because you can look at it and it looks pretty.
The thing is, Jess, is if you knew my husband, Dane, you'd know that a lot of his projects are half-assed. So what, I mean, the idea of a fountain in the dams might sound great to you, but what it'll end up being is so vastly different to what you're all imagining.
I don't know. I'm with Jess. I think this creativity is great. Chloe on 13 10 60 has a water feature enriched your life.
Not so much, but I actually have a dam and I'd never let my husband do it.
Thank you, Chloe.
They're
why, disgusting.
Chloe?
Like, we have a lot of, like, bird life and all that kind of thing. So imagine, like, they're all pooing in it and
exactly.
the frogs are mating in it and it's disgusting.
That's it. There are. We have ducks on our pond, Sarah. They do little poos on the dam. There's weird little toad tadpoles.
Don't you think the water feature would break all that up, though? So it wouldn't congeal. It's just a constant flow. Dave on 13 10 60, what do you think? Has a water feature enriched your life?
Oh, look, I don't have one, but you've got to get one. Look, if you look at it from the side of the health implications, it's going to keep your water flowing. It's going to keep bacteria out. It'll get rid of the smells. Mm-hmm. It's the best thing you can do. And obviously, look, property value is going to go through the roof. You'll have another mill on top.
Dave, you like what you've just said is pretty much word for word what Dane said
but
to me.
But don't you think it's curious? We've got Dave on the phone.
Know.
Your husband's name is Dane.
Dane, is that you?
Is this you? Have you just substituted a V for an N?
Well, I'm actually a firefighter also.
Dave! Hold on. Are you on my husband's crew? This is sounding very suspicious.
No, I've never heard of him.
Look, Dave is there for him, and I like Dave's reasoning.
Sarah,
I think just live a little lean. Let your hair down.
These firefighters are like birds of a feather. They stick together, and if one of them says get a damn water feature, all of them come on board to help him and to defend him. What was the stats on that?
82% of callers say it's time to get a water feature.
I mean, I'm coming over. I'm bringing my whole family. We're going to sit by your dam on the grassy knoll and watch your water flow.
I'll tell you what. If he can add a light show to it, consider it done.
Oh, amazing. I'll get on Gumtree and find that right now.
It's on.
Thanks, guys.
Right now, I want to bring your attention to a brand new parenting term that's starting to do the rounds. Right. So back in the 1990s and the 2000s, it was all about helicopter parenting. Mm. So parents hovering too close in the playground to make sure kids didn't fall over and just generally being safe and careful. But, you know, too up in their grill, really.
Yes.
There were tiger mums.
Yes, I remember the tiger mum phenomenon.
Yes, parents who pushed their kids into too many activities to be the best they could possibly be. Well, that's evolved.
Okay, what's the next fad?
To snowplow parents, which isn't just relevant to parents in the Northern Hemisphere where it snows.
Okay.
What it means is parents who clear the way for their offspring after they've left home.
Oh, right. So this young adult.
Young adult.
Okay.
And I suppose it's kind of come off the back of the 33 parents the FBI busted for, well, scamming their kids into colleges.
Universities.
But
that's
they're
right.
Basically, there's been alarm bells raised by unis, employers, psychiatrists about how over-involved parents are in adult kids' lives, like negotiating their salaries and making phone calls, organising their schedules. And it's basically where parents remove difficulties from their older kids' lives when they don't actually need it anymore.
So basically, so these parents were the helicopter parents of the 90s.
Yeah, probs.
And their kids are now growing up and are young adults in maybe 18, 19, 20, 21.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And these parents are still, the umbilical cord is still there, and now they're getting rid of obstacles in
absolutely
their adult children's
so
lives.
You can
what
sort of
losers
track it with, you know, maybe they put them on waiting lists to elite schools, or they do their homework for them. They call their teachers about grades and try and get grades amended, all that kind of jazz.
I mean, Sarah, you know how I feel about this because my parents did diddly squat to help me out as I grew up, and I thank them profusely for that. When I lost my driver's license, do you think Mum came to the courthouse with me? Hell no. Do you think she gave me a lift anywhere? Never. She was like, on the bus, off you go. You did this. I'm not helping you get out of anything. And that was the best thing she ever did for me.
This also explains why you're the angry person you are today.
They never gave me a dime. Once I started working as a checkout chick at Kmart in year 9 and a half, as soon as I could get a job, Sarah, I got myself a part-time, a casual job outside of school hours. I never got a dime from them. When I bought my own car, not a cent. Dad came with me to the dealership. Of course, they were there to support me, but not financially, not anything.
Wow, this has turned into a real therapy session. It's gone.
No, but
it's gone
thank
down
them.
The path.
I'm genuinely so grateful for their total trust in who I am as a person.
Okay, so on the flip side, this is a question for both of you as parents. Can you connect with parents who do think,
of
no,
course,
that grade isn't good enough?
Oh, no, I can't connect with people like that. I think they're morons.
Yeah, no, I can't
think
either, because my mum was a teacher. So I'm like, you know, you can talk it through, but don't ask to be changing grades.
You can talk it through with your child.
Yeah.
And say, this is the grade. You are doing your child a disservice. It is what is wrong with our society. Let these kids feel disappointment. Let these kids feel failure. For the love of God, like, everybody in life goes through this. Sarah, did you get snowplowed? Oh, that.
It's too early, Liz.
Well, I'm just saying, your mum.
Yeah, mum was very hands-on, but did she remove obstacles
that's
from my
what
life?
I'm asking.
Yes, she did. Well, I mean,
oh, here we go. Mum
still probably removes obstacles from my
how?
Life now.
And why?
Because whenever mum and dad come and stay, they do so much for me. Minor obstacles, not life things. Like, mum's never, you know, picked up the phone and tried to get me a job. For
well,
instance.
Okay, so she's not a
snowplow. She still does my laundry whenever she comes
Sarah
over. I don't ask
wills.
Her to, she just does it. She can see that that's an obstacle in my house.
Oh, yeah, mum
and she will
help
do it.
Me with domestic
in
stuff
saying
if she's
that,
there.
Though, mum did call me and ask me to make a doctor's appointment for my younger sister, who is 29.
Mm.
And I was like, Mum, she's perfectly capable of it. Even my sister said, oh, for God's sake, said, don't do that. I can pick up the phone myself. I think it's maybe parents who just don't want to let go, who still want to feel needed and active in their kid's life. And now they've got the snowplow parenting.
It's an interesting thing. I mean, I'm the opposite of that, as
yeah,
you know.
I know. Good luck to your children.
No, but
holy
you know.
Holy moly.
I mean, I said to Remy, that's not how you use the whippersnipper. You should know that by now. You're 9.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I think we need to talk about what the rest of the country is going to be talking about today, which is Married at First Sight episode last night, the final ever commitment ceremony of what's been a 72-week series.
I mean, it's an ordeal. It probably should have ended about 5 weeks ago, but it just keeps on keeping on. And last night was no exception, where two of the couples left and each respective partner teamed up with the other. So
they partner swapped is what's happening.
And Dan have decided to make a go of it. It's a match made in veneer heaven. But that wasn't the laughable moment in last night's show. It was when the three experts, Mel, Trish and John, pretended to deliberate for what felt like 3 hours over whether to let Jess and Dan re-enter the experiment, as they call it, as a couple.
It was like
David Attenborough making a call on the wildlife behaviours on the Serengeti. How seriously they take it.
What I love about it, Sarah, is that they basically said, we have to let them re-enter as a couple, Dan and Jess, because who are we to interfere with what is a natural experiment? I don't know. How about every script that's been written? How about that as interference?
That gets also fed into your ear while you're talking.
Also, why is one of the judges wearing leather pants? That's also a mighty question that I have. It's not very professional.
Have you seen that meme floating around of Trish that's like, when you've got the commitment ceremony at 7 and Metallica concert at 8?
Third week in a row she's worn leather pants.
Well,
who's counting?
Yeah, you, apparently. Liz,
you want a pair? You had a pair of leather pants,
I did.
If I recall.
They were so tight, though, Sarah,
they're not
weren't
healthy.
They?
They're not healthy.
Well, I mean, they just, well, don't go there. You well, made me buy them, remember?
I did, because they looked really good on you. And I do think they look good on Trish.
I'm really uncomfortable.
I mean, she does know how to wear a leather pant.
And she's a lady with big, after and my who, own heart, with big hair as well.
And who are we to interfere in her experiment with leather pants? I am so excited to deep dive into a topic I'm very passionate about since last night. It's called...
Wow, a whole 12 hours ago.
Snake Island. Now, Tara Brown from 60 Minutes... went on an expedition there for the show. And let me tell you, Snake Island is the stuff of nightmares. Sarah, humans are forbidden to go to this island, which is 33 kilometres off the coast of Brazil. Why are they forbidden? Because it is inhabited and overrun with golden lancehead vipers, the most venomous vipers in the world. So venomous, in fact, that their venom could melt flesh. I mean, you had me at melt flesh. I'm in. I need to know more about this island, and I'm going to tell you more. There are 4,000 golden lancehead vipers on Snake Island. In fact, 1 to 5 in every square metre. Can you
that's
even
that's
believe that?
That's an intense experience.
Intense. Now, she was told, Tara was told, do not go there. Do not go there. You will die screaming. There are local legends that there's pirate treasure on there. That's why the pirates put so many snakes there, to defend the treasure. There's a legend that an entire family died there. Now, snake poachers try and make it on the island because they can fetch up to $30,000 per snake.
That's a quick way to make a buck,
they
isn't it?
Never
You've just
make
got to
it
put
off.
Your life on the line.
They, now, this is... No!
Wait,
no,
I've got
to,
I've
need to talk
got
about
a,
the evolution
wait,
of the golden hand.
There's a Google review here that I think you'll like. Incredible Island just had both my feet amputated, but I enjoyed every second of it. Had such an amazing time here with my family. Totally recommend to anybody who loves slowly feel their organs shut down.
No one's allowed on Snake Island. The local authorities only allowed one group of scientists on the island per year.
You should boot us off this show, just like people boot visitors off Snake Island. Why do we let her do this, Scott?
I need to say more about the evolution of the Golden Lancehead Viper. It's
goodbye.
Amazing.
Goodbye. See ya.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
That was today's show. Lise is getting a new water fountain.
You think?
On the issue of water.
Oh, God. Okay, so tell us about your two cruises. Where did you go? Did you go to my homeland?
I did. That's how I've been to Namia. That's how it's happened. I went there on Bastille Day. And nothing was happening. And we thought, oh, we must be there on Bastille Day. But then upon talking to other people, it turns out nothing much is ever happening. Do you know the restaurant that everyone went to when the ship pulled in and we all got off?
What?
Everyone ran straight to the McDonald's because nothing else was open.
Yeah, there's not much open.
So you went to Noumea and did you find a new Ewa?
Oh, my God.
Well, hold on. Where's me button? Here it is.
That's Aaron just threw his water bottle.
Why do you think you wouldn't like cruise? I think it is the definition of a Sarah Wills holiday.
Oh, God. I don't like open water.
Oh, yeah. She hates water.
And
she's not a strong swimmer.
Okay. I can see why this is a problem.
Yeah. I don't like that.
She'd wear her floaties around the main deck.
I don't like being trapped on.
Nah, they're very
anything.
Big.
Anything. Like, I drive. I used to drive when I went out to nightclubs so I could leave of my own accord. I'm certainly not going to enjoy being on a boat for however long.
What kind of car did you have? Did you say you had to leave in your own accord? What?
Oh, what? Throw your water bottle down for that, Aaron. I had a Ford Festiva for the festivities were over.
I'm too scared of gastro.
Yes.
No, just wash your damn hands.
Yeah, I know, but I'm still scared of it. Coughs in your face or like rubs their...
Yeah, put the stuff you use on your hands in your mouth. Like, it's very simple. Please,
how
hard is it?
I know, but I'd just spend the whole day washing my hands. I wouldn't ever leave.
Oh, no, that's an important part of a cruise.
I wouldn't open doors. I'd just like try and open doors with my feet.
Yeah.
Oh, which, you know, people love on a cruise ship. That's what I mean. That's the type of people on cruise. People open doors with their feet.
You know what? I think we need to go on a show cruise.
I don't. So you went to Noumea, and where else did you go?
Vanuatu, which was lovely. I mean, safety, not a thing so much.
It's not as nice as Vanua 1.
Oh, stop it. Shit, Aaron, where's your water bottle?
We went to Lifau. Which is lovely.
Lifau.
It's not called Lifau, it's Lifu.
Okay, thank you. There were a lot of ducks there. Anyone get that pun? We went somewhere else that I've since forgotten.
I don't get the duck thing. What?
I mean, getting a ferry over to Stradbroke's not a cruise. Scott.
Tangalooma. So there was just,
Morton.
The city cat.
Just New Farm.
From Bulimba to New Farm.
If we do a show cruise, can we just do it? Can we just do a city cat?
Well, that's not going to make sense to anywhere else in Australia.
Well, it's just a ferry.
Unless we get on the Yarra. We jump on the Yarra. Why don't we travel around Australia doing the great ferry cruises of Australia?
What about the Kookaburra Queen?
Remember the old Kookaburra Queen?
It's still here.
Is it?
Yeah, you see him in the real. Okay, so
on those anymore?
I know. Scott. I don't imagine it's cheap.
Cheap. You can only get on if you do the dinner cruise thing, and it's like 100 something a head, and it's my idea of hell.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, if the Kookaburra Queen is your idea of hell, and you're on that
different.
Boat,
it is different. So different.
There's
it
no,
is so
there's
different.
But
you know how
shows.
every 6 months there's like some party boat that docks in each major city. I would hate that too. Like, that's just drunk
like
young
that.
People
yeah,
on a boat.
That's so far away from
that's
a cruise.
That's different. Cruises, there's like, you know, activities and like music.
What? Bingo?
And no.
No,
there's
and
like
there's like
the,
lots
there's
of,
like,
you go.
I don't know.
Like, they'll musicals, do, they'll, yeah, every night
karaoke.
There's a show, they'll karaoke, they'll do, like, volleyball in the pool, there'll be, like, round robin competitions around that,
trivia,
like, all of that kind of stuff.
So much sun, volleyball in the pool.
Then don't leave inside the ship. You can do a lot inside the ship, too.
The whole thing sounds like ship to me.
We need to get Sarah on a cruise ship because I can almost guarantee you
if
Sarah spends more than 4 hours on a cruise ship, that'll be her. Like, we won't see her again. We've booked one of the round the world ones. We're going from Southampton to Sydney. I'm really looking forward
to it.
That's
what my grandparents do. Also, I'm pretty sure another little show did something on a cruise ship.
Who?
So,
don't know them. Never heard of them.
I mean, look, we're so invested in Hamish and Andy. Aaron's going out to buy Lego just because he saw the ad for Hamish's
it
new
looks
show.
So good though, Lego Masters. I can't wait for the boys and I to watch that. That's it. That's all I have to say about that.
I'm looking up costs of the weekday Riverside's lunch cruise.
We're not going on the Kookaburra Queen.
I mean, that's you wanted us to go to an escape room. Let's go to an escape boat where you have to get off and swim.
An escape room on a boat? How did no one think of that?
I reckon it's $79.
Oh. It's $49.
$49.
Yeah.
$49.
Yeah. We're not going on it.
That's actually quite reasonable. I would have thought it would have been $100 more than that.
Here's what's included.
That's
scenic day cruise on the Brisbane River.
That's it.
Seasonal contemporary buffet.
Oh, I don't like a buffet.
Oh, God, I love a buffet.
And the part that I think we are most excited about.
Tea and coffee.
Live commentary.
Oh, no. Dear God, make it stop.
What if we did the live commentary?
Yeah.
You know, if you feel like a hot chocolate, just look out your window right now down at the Brisbane River.
I mean, it only goes for an hour and a half to 2 hours. I don't know.
Look, I'm sure it'd be lovely.
A lunch cruise? You want to do a lunch cruise? I would do a lunch cruise for $50.
What's on the menu?
Yeah, what's on the
I'm
menu?
I'm glad you asked because I just.
Is it a roast? Is it a roast? Three-course
okay,
roast?
Okay, so I'm just going to. Oh, I mean, crunchy chicken wings, slow-cooked Angus beef mushroom gravy. Confit pork.
What
roasted chicken?
It's shiken.
Baked local reef fish.
Mm.
Rice Florentine. Penne pasta. seasonal.
And that's
vegetables.
All at the buffet.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's all right. That's better than Sizzler. Yeah, okay, I'm in. I will do a Kookaburra Queen lunch cruise. I'm in.
All right, well, if anyone listening works for Kookaburra Queen, even though we've just shit-canned it.
Prove us wrong. And by the way, if you work for P&O, Sarah and her family would love to go on your longest South Pacific cruise.
Do not want to go on a cruise. Denied.
All right, look after yourselves. Have a great day.
Bye.
No one do anything I wouldn't do.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.